Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Webb moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee Senby covering, for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Senby moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier bunts towards the mound. Lisenby fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lisenby. Grubb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hodley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee Senby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier juggles the ball. That's an error on Frazier. Oliver moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Warsler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lisenby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee Senby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kerr. Sweeney moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winsett for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.